Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get what we count down. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ryan Castle coming up. We will sit and spin with the 10 of most repetitive rock songs of all times right after emails on our question. What did you buy on the cheap and good or bad? How did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Paula. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Paula, what did you buy on the cheap?
Well, just about everything. I have a long history of getting pets and other animals that people are trying to get rid of, usually for good reasons. But I'll tell you about my little Jack Russell puppy, Squirt. He was maybe 9 months old. There's kind of a thing with Jack Russell puppies. People get them because they're cute. And then they grow up and they start turning into tiny Wolverines. And then they want to find a new home for them. So I went out to look at this Jack Russell. I wasn't intending to bring him home. But when I got there, they let him out of the kennel. And he ran across, you know, the white rug in their beautiful, spacious home, just spraying tea, you know, leaping over the furniture, spraying tea. And he was just a little dog, and they wouldn't let me walk out of there without him. And so, you know, I think I got about $75 or $100 knocked off. Okay.
Wait, so you got a bargain puppy because much like buying a dented car, there was something wrong with it, so it'll give you a discount to take it?
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes you have to ask, but, you know, like if it's defecating or spraying urine everywhere it goes in your beautiful, clean home.
Did you ask for the discount? Did you say, like, look, I will take this crazy-ass dog off your hands, but you got to knock some money off this?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
do you still have the dog?
What's that?
Do you still have the dog, Paula?
No, but I did see him through to the last of his natural years, and he was a terror. He was just, like, he was 7, 9 months old and probably 12 pounds. And I took him home, and my other dog that weighed about 40 pounds and who was very much an alpha met us at the door, and the puppy attacked him, and basically, you know, he ran out of the room, and, you know, I worked that out between the two of them. But this dog continued. He was a loving dog, but he was very, he wanted to kill anything.
And how long did he live?
He lived for 14 years.
14 years of hell for $75.
Were you kind of glad when
a deal. When you break that down per year, per dollar, what a deal.
Were you kind of glad when the dog finally bit it?
Oh, no. I was very sad. He was about my favorite pet ever.
He sounds awesome.
I mean, all right, but we can talk about this. Like, sometimes, sometimes it's like, oh, my God, it's over. You know what I mean? Depending on what you've been through with your pet. Not that you don't love them. It's kind of like when your kids move out or whatever the deal is. It's not that you don't love them.
Your pet dying.
You're really glad they're gone. You know what I mean? When that guy gets off the couch, he's been there for 3 months, he's your brother. You love him. But you can't wait till he's gone.
Do you think it matters what kind of pet it is?
I think it matters a lot. Do you have this terror? If you describe something as terror, you know, like, oh, my brother's a terror. Okay, what does that mean? So,
I know of one pet, I will leave the animal out, that I believe you were anxiously awaiting the days.
No, not anxiously awaiting the days on anybody. No.
I'm saying the conversations I remember.
Sometimes.
You weren't necessarily going to be busted up that perhaps, you know, they went, as we say, moved on to the farm in the sky.
Yeah. I think I shed a tear or two there.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, probably.
Look.
No, you didn't.
No relation at all, but like my brother had a beagle named Baker.
All right.
Oh, we're talking about beagles now. Okay, cool.
Let's talk about my brother's dog. Same way. Like, Baker was a pain. And then they had kids, and Baker became worse of a pain. But when Baker finally had to be put down, like, my brother was legit sad. So he was like, I didn't really like him, but I didn't realize how much time I spent with him.
Well, that's it, right?
But you're also relieved.
Right.
I mean, it depends on the animal, what you're having to deal with.
I know the animal that you're talking. I know the animal that you're tapping your memory to have this conversation.
I'm going way, way back.
You hear me talk about how much I love Tigger, but when he got put down, I was happy.
Why?
Because he had skin problems and this and that.
Wait, were you happy for him, or were you happy that you didn't have to, like,
explain your dog? I was happy for him.
Okay.
Or were you happy that you didn't have to explain your dog to the next person who walked in the house?
Right.
No, he was not living the best life there.
Do people look at him and go, ooh?
Oh, my high school friends gave me a hard time all the time.
Dude, my old dog, before the one we have now, and I hated this, I've told Robin this, and there was nothing inherently wrong with the dog, but if she had anything, like, in her nose, she would... make that sound. But she would do it until essentially her throat was clear, whatever it is she's trying to accomplish. But this only happened on walks because she would go nose to the grass and suck up whatever. So as I'm walking down the street, just trying to walk my dog, and it was a very cute dog, and every time I walked the dog, people would approach me to ask what kind of dog she is. And on this one occasion, I'm like, please God, do not let this man walk over here and talk to me. So of course, he walks over to talk to me. And my dog, it's very calm, tail wags a little bit to acknowledge the person is there, standing beside me as good dogs do, but the whole time just... So the guy's talking to her, and I'm pretending like I don't hear this. I'm used to it, but I hate
stop,
it, man.
So, stop.
So the guy, hey, what kind of dog is that? And I explain it, and finally he just goes, man, is your dog all right? I'm like, look, I don't know. I think so. She does this, but we take entire walks, right? 20 minutes. And that said, I was very sad when she died, and now she is in power form in a box in the back of my closet.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Nothing memorializes your past pet quite
like put him in a closet. Put him in a walk-in closet. It's one of the nicest closets probably in your whole house.
Maybe. And there's a dog in it. And the dog's dead. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there.
Hola. Anthony, what did you buy on the cheap?
Well, actually, I never had to buy this because I was the spokesperson for the company, and we're talking Stay Tight condoms. Worst product ever made.
What, the worst? They were that bad? What? Now, look, I mean, there's only two real reasons you want a guy. I don't want to get you pregnant. I do not want to spread or contract an STD. Did they break all the time? Were they not so Stay Tight? What?
Well, they stayed tight, and then they broke, and then it was like a rubber band on your thing.
Right. Yeah, just a little ring now.
I mean, what is the frequency that they broke? Are they still in business anymore?
Oh, my God, no. This was in the 80s.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I was like, I've never even heard of it.
Did they just get recalled because there was so many accidental pregnancies with them?
I have no intel on that.
Okay, all right. Well, seems like if they worked, you keep buying it. That's typically the way products work.
I mean, so you're the spokesperson for them, and they're terrible, as you say. So
I had to sell it, right? Because I was on radio.
Right, but that's different. Like, look,
oh God,
it's not. Yeah, but does anyone ask? Were you ever with a woman who's like, that's not Stay Tight, that's Trojan? You're a liar.
I mean, you can tell when a spokesperson cares. Like, Bob Dole was happy about Viagra.
Viagra! Get it.
I mean, you know.
And I've been advised to not, by your call screener, to not say the tagline, so I won't.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
Listen, I would love to be the spokesperson for a condom, but I need to have sex. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, if they send an email around, like, who here has sex?
Right.
Just nothing in back to it. I don't know. It's a good question. What did you buy on the cheap, and good or bad? How did that work out? 844-9990.
I don't know if condoms are one thing you want to buy on the cheap. With that said, I've used free condoms. They're fine.
Free is different than cheap because typically the free ones, when you look at the label, it's a company that you've heard of, right?
Right.
Although, to be fair, if you're in a pinch, even if it said, like, I don't know, John's Condoms, and it's handwritten in Sharpie, you'd be like, whatever. It's the best
thing.
Good
looking out, John.
Thanks, John.
Johnny from a Jimmy.
Right. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Matt, what did you buy on the cheap?
Oh, I got back from an underway on a submarine and came into port and then went into a Vaughn, which is a grocery shop like Savon. Anyway, found Old Milwaukee on sale for 99 cents, six pack.
What? Awesome.
Yeah, I know. Sweet, right?
Well, Old Milwaukee, believe it or not, won a lot of American beer awards back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then I drank it and went to bed with my wife. And next thing I know, I'm waking up to her puking on me because I farted so bad it gagged her to death.
Oh, well, that you can't blame that on beer.
No, wait, you're blaming that
you
on
can't
Old
blame
Milwaukee.
It on the Old Milwaukee. No.
Well, I can't blame it on the Old Milwaukee. It might be the Navy food I was eating at the time, but it was funnier than hell.
What did you buy? What did you buy when you were deployed because you knew you could get it cheap and bring it back?
All kinds of stuff. I bought her a silk dress. I bought her all kinds of stuff that, yeah, I don't know how you explain it. Just girly stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, typically when you, depending on where you travel and where you go, you're going to be able to find certain things, and sometimes certain things are cheaper than other places.
Hey, listen, when I go to Mexico, and this is no joke, when I go to Mexico, it's pure vacation. I like the palm trees. Nobody knows me. I'm left the hell alone. But a daughter, we're going to get your eyes checked. That's the first thing. That's reasonably inexpensive. But we have to upgrade your glasses. I get all that stuff down in Mexico. Because it's the exact same glasses. It's the same companies that make the same crap. But if it's, say, $300 for a pair of glasses here for her, that exact same pair is about $40. Right?
And you can buy three or four pairs of glasses. Kids mess up glasses.
Kids break them, all the stuff. So when I go down, man, once a year, once every 2 years, whatever it is, it's like, look, let's get, and me too. I get my eyes checked. I go down because your prescription, it's exactly, it's numbers. It's the same. Figure out the frames I want, and again, where it might cost me $500 here just to get a pair of glasses. Mm-hmm. There, I'm a little more expensive than her, maybe $85. So we go down and we load up on glasses. The kid's playing soccer now, right? And everyone in Mexico plays soccer. Just understand this. And so we go down there, and again, we take them to the shoe store. Nikes are Nikes, bro. So I don't know how much Nikes cost here because I'm not a Nike guy. I don't know what they cost, but I do know that there, he'll get three pairs of soccer cleats for about $20-$25 each.
Correct. You walk into a pharmacy there. Anything that you need to buy in a pharmacy in Mexico, you can buy for a fifth of the cost. Whether it's
but
Advil,
the downside of that
whether
is
whether it's migraine medicine.
If you are
okay, you could walk
okay.
in, you could buy steroids at a buddy's.
They don't care.
Yeah, if you know the name of it and how many you want, you tell them and you can get it.
So if you're a drug addict, that is the place to go.
Mexico. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
What did you buy on the cheap and good or bad? How did that work out? Here come those emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from today. As I was saying, I just spent $8 on butter, which I know is way too much. 2 weeks ago, QFC and Fred Meyer had butter on sale for $1.99, limit 5. I have 8 in my freezer. That from Toothless Don, who just sucks on the sticks of butter.
QFC and Fred Meyer, huh? Yeah.
Who knew?
Guys, I buy cheap whiskey to use my maple cherry barbecue sauce. I can't even remember the brand, but it's like $15. The sauce always turns out excellent, so if I bought some Laphroaig, Laphroaig, never heard of that, for $80, that's why, it would taste the same. That from Aaron. Howdy, y'all. Oh, this one gets real specific. I wanted to add to my sound system at home. I already had a pair of JBL JRX 100 speakers and a Behringer 16-channel amp. I found a pair of Rockville 15-bottom subwoofers for a home sound system. I paid $300 for the pair, hooked them up after several trips to Guitar Center for the right speaker cords. I then bought a Rockville 22-band equalizer for $125. Best $425 I've ever spent for a sound system. I've got a system that'll best any karaoke system in town. Nothing but positive things to say about Rockville products.
I will say,
from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy.
As far as any kind of amps go, like the bass, I will spend whatever dollar I got to do for that. But yeah, all the stuff it plugs into, effects, you name it, go to the pawn shop, somebody's dream died, mm-hmm. I will buy their stuff.
Guys, when we were kids, my parents were just starting out. We weren't exactly wealthy. We had hand-me-downs, tough-skin jeans, iron-on patches. My favorite was when my mom brought my brother and I a new dress, or bought it from the JCPenney. Next day, a photographer from Sears or JCPenney came out and took some family photos. My mom returned the shirts the next day. My dad became an executive a few years, and we never had to lack anything after that. That from head writer Sir Jolly Joe, as we move on to the birthday wishes. Guys, I would love for you to say happy birthday to my best friend, Captain Lou, who is 10 years old. She would like an old-fashioned original fish sandwich with cheese and tartar on the side. Thanks, guys. That from Jen.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night, and at night.
Good afternoon, naked ladies. Most modest Mike and Wobbin, my son Eli, turns the ripe old age of 12 years old today, when we would love to hear some words of wisdom from Miles in a classic fish sandwich. Keep rocking on. That from Nick.
Fish sandwich?
It's the...
Uh-oh. That's
oh.
Uh-oh. Look at that. Wrong one. Eli's 12. Eli, remember that all children need affection. Unless you're a priest.
Solid advice.
Yeah, really.
Solid advice.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it's my youngest stepsister Tessa's 15th birthday. How about a little kid-faced sandwich and a pep talk from Coach Ted telling her to eat her flippin' leftovers? Keep on rocking. That from Michael.
Fish sandwich.
15 years old, huh? Probably confused the time for you, kid. But your dad's right. Eat the leftovers. There'll be a time in your life where you're going to love leftovers. You're going to wish you had eaten more of them. And honestly, some things are better cold. Try that cold lasagna. Somebody worked hard on it.
And revenge.
Mm-hmm. Guys, wish you a happy birthday with the Dirty Germans to J-Man. That would be awesome. Cheers and thanks from the Willamette River Rat.
Yeah, for your birthday, I'm going to reenact my impression of a customer.
See, this river rat sounds wet and soggy. And furry.
Yeah, I like ovens. Yeah, is your fur wet? Please come here, snuggle with me.
Besides, you know how hard it is to find animals with fur this wet?
Guys, happy birthday to my cousin Paul Carter, and friend and teammate from high school football, Pearl Nelson. Give him a penis is too small, please, from Amari. Guys, my cousin Jack is 28 today. He's a good guy, but a jackass, all rolled up in the same burrito. So could he get the Dirty Germans? That from Rachel.
Yeah, if you like things that are rolled up like a burrito, you are like my hooded ninja.
Yeah, this is a burrito. It's just a bigger version of a tube-shaped meat. It's I'm always into corn dogs, sausages, burrito,
Ted.
You know, why isn't there more sausage in burritos?
That's a good question.
Only breakfast.
Right? Breakfast, you get some chorizo.
Yeah, chorizo. Chorizo would be good in the afternoon, too. Be fantastic.
You sound like Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah.
Eat chorizo in the afternoon.
It'd be good in the afternoon.
Tiger likes chorizo.
Today is my 32nd trip around the sun. I've been listening to you guys for years. I was hoping I could get a Homer Simpson fish sandwich and a Ted pep talk about dealing with two young daughters, 6 months and 2 years. Thanks, guys. That from Levi.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Whew. Tell you what, Coach has a lot of experience in this field. Now, you got two of these kids, huh, there? Yeah, I don't know. First, I'd say for the six-month-old, they're called yogis. All right, it's a delicious snack. I keep them at my house for a child that visits. For the two-year-old, not much I can do for you there. It's going to be a pain in the butt, man. That's why they call them terrible twos. Keep your head up, soldier.
Guys, my husband, huge fan of the show, listens to you guys every day. You always make him laugh, and he's 37 years old today. And me and the boys just want to wish him a very happy birthday. We love him so much. Happy birthday, Silver Lion. That from Mama, David, and Daniel. Give me your penis. It's too small. Today, I'm 52 years old. Better since listening to you guys since 2005. If you can mention my name on the radio, that would be awesome. With a what the F is that, bro? Thanks for rocking, guys. That from Timo Soria in Poulsbo.
Oh, my God. What the F is that, bro?
Guys, it's my girlfriend's 55th. She's on her way home right now. She'll be home in 20 minutes. As a parts specialist at Chevrolet dealership, she's been doing that for 25 years. So how about those dirty Germans talking about car parks? Parts.
Parts or parks?
Parts. I guess yeah. You can park the car, too.
The favorite part of any car for me is simply the trunk.
See, I like the muffler. Sucking that exhaust.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is to play with your dirty muffler.
Yeah, your dirty, dirty muffler.
Yeah.
Bitches, I want to wish my wife, Anna Banana, happy birthday. Could you please give her some dirty Germans at Wobbin talking about being a school bus driver? Thanks, guys. That from Martin.
Yeah, tonight I plan on eating an Anna Banana split.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that you're crazy, but, you know, it's a cartoon since it doesn't make you guys look so best as you drive these buses.
Yeah, yeah. Du kannst gerne in einen Schulbus reinhüpfen.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
This might be worse than a turn in the ball pit.
Yeah, you know, look, the catchiest songs, the ones that get stuck in your head, are usually the most repetitive ones, or it's the most repetitive part of a song, right? Mm-hmm. So think of like Pharrell's Happy. That song basically has about 12 words in two parts, and it just repeats, right?
It does. And I still don't even know all the words. That's what's amazing. My kids sing this goddamn song 400 times a day, every day, whenever movie count, I don't remember what it was, but they sing it all the time, and it's repetitive, and I'm like, I still don't know all the words to the song.
So these songs are not necessarily parts of a song can be repetitive. Like, you can have an entire song that's three chords that repeat all the way through, right?
AC/DC's made a career, right?
Exactly, totally. And this is not what this is. This is like that part of a song that they just repeat over and over that gets drilled into your head. You're going to have all 10 of these songs stuck in your head by the time Sit and Spin is. If you've ever had 10 songs stuck in your head before, you haven't. Your head is going to explode.
Thanks.
So all these right. are rock's most repetitive songs of all time.
Number 10.
I was born in a small town. And I live in a small town.
I live in a
small town.
So the repetitive part of this song, anyone want to take
small
a stab
town,
at it?
Everything's small town, everything's a small town.
Stuff happens
in a small
town.
I'm a small town, I eat in a small town, I drink in a small town.
You can say
town.
Anything.
I sleep in the same spot. Mm-hmm. My parents live in a small town.
I killed a dog in a small town.
Scrapple.
I poop scrapple in the ball pit in a small town.
Yeah, that is repetitive.
Hey!
Johnny the Cougar.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, that's John Mellencamp, small town, 1985. Okay.
Oh, wait,
he was Cougar.
He was John Cougar.
Was he John Cougar? Was he Mellencamp then?
I think early he was John Cougar.
He was Johnny Cougar.
Was he Johnny Cougar?
He was Johnny Cougar on the first album. Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp. Then he was just John Mellencamp. I think this may have been Cougar Mellencamp John Mellencamp.
I just want to say for the record, me and my cousins loved this song when we were kids, and we grew up in an area of about 6 million people.
Right. I was going to say,
it sounds cool.
PG County, you're like, grew up in a small town.
These are rock's most repetitive songs. I'm Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Of course, this is Devo covering the Stones. I can't get no satisfaction. There's a part in the song with baby, repeatedly. Baby, 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 baby.
What about Girl You baby, Want baby, or Working in baby, a Coal Mine? Baby. All these songs do the same thing.
But that's Devo's thing, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what I was explaining to Mike earlier. When we were talking about this. If you like Devo, you like this.
Do you like Devo?
If you don't like Devo, you don't like this.
I love this.
I've never been a Devo fan.
I love Devo.
I don't dislike Devo. I could give it.
Yeah, there's you know, there's 50% crap on those albums, and there's 50% like, oh my god, this is brilliant. These are rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 8.
Thanks for getting this stuck in my head.
So as you know,
is this Grand Funk Railroad?
I'm your captain, closer to home from Grand Funk Railroad. At the end of the song, he says, I'm getting closer to my home for like what seems like an eternity.
This song is 10 minutes long, too.
Right.
So not only does he keep saying it.
No, it's not 10 minutes long. It's 6 minutes long. And then it's 4 minutes
of him just saying
getting closer.
But he's not getting closer, obviously. No. Isn't there some irony
what
in
what the
that?
Article
His girl
says.
Must love him.
That's what the article says.
We're getting close or not?
He says it for so long, you doubt the truthfulness of his statement.
But if you want to creep people out, sing this in the stall of a public restroom. I'm getting closer.
These are rock's most repetitive songs of all time. So I'm sitting still.
Number 7.
Ain't no sunshine when she goes.
Nice upbeat song. Mm-hmm.
It's not warm.
That's a cool song.
I do like the song. Away.
So in case you didn't know, Bill Withers,
Ain't No Sunshine,
Ain't No Sunshine from 1971, he says, I know, 26 times in a row.
I know, I have a stuttering problem, I know.
He's stuck. You think the first time they listened to that on vinyl, they thought it was like skipping or something, right?
You're right.
Somebody kicked the record player.
These are rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
This is like a 6 minute song. It's actually a 3 minute song.
Hey, you.
This was one of those.
The big build at the end of the song is what makes the song.
And then eventually it doesn't even end, it just fades. Then it just fades.
So like we're saying earlier.
No band does a fade.
So this was a time when you actually. So they couldn't like just throw this in Pro Tools and loop it. Like they sat in the studio probably for 10 minutes going, nah.
Basically, they had X amount of time because it was the last song on the album to fill out that side of the album. So they just kept playing this over and over again because they're like, well, you know, we got 3 more minutes left.
Right.
But so, that's how the Beatles can roll. Like, we're not running another effing song for you.
Paul,
all we do is, you know what? Nah.
Would you like to scat over the end of it?
Yes.
Beat it, bad beat it.
Where do we go now?
No, Rocks. Paul, we meant scat with your mouth.
Rocks
in the ball pit.
Most repetitive songs of all time.
Number 5.
See, again, with the irritating sound.
So one of the greatest... one of the greatest fans from the 1970s and 80s took a page right out of the Beatles' book, because this does the same thing as Hey Jude.
But why does it have to be...
on and on and on.
Does it have to be na-na? Could you do la-la-la-la, or is that too...
No, it's na-na-na-na. It's
overdone.
Clearly na-na-na-na-na.
La-la would be overdone.
Yeah, this is more of a na-na.
Yeah.
Because I feel like na-na. La-la takes you from one verse to another, but na-na is what
La-la
you just
is
do.
A fade, na-na ends on a cold fade.
I think what you're failing to realize is what Innovator's journey was.
Yeah, but they copied Hey Jude. We're hearing this.
Steve Perry's back, by the way. These Shut are up. The Rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 4. What I got, you gotta give it to your mama.
Had to be on the list.
So, of course, the part of the Red Hot Chili Peppers Give It Away would be Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away Now.
Very
poetic
song.
Give It Away,
Give It Away,
Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away Now.
And when I got to get my
juice, drinking my juice, young love.
I put that on my Tinder profile. What I got, you got to get it, put it in you. Give it to your mama.
Rock's most repetitive songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 3.
Sorry, remember.
At the beginning, he says, remember. Right. Like you'd forget after this.
I know I only told you 10 times. Yeah, so that's Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story. And in case you didn't notice, it's the part where he says, every picture tells
it's
a story.
Story, don't it?
Yeah.
Was there a bad picture of him out there? Or?
Rod Stewart's singing voice, it always sounds like he's sitting on his own testicles.
I don't know that there's ever been a bad picture of Rod Stewart ever taken.
Solid point.
Yes. He's a footy man, you know.
Number 2.
Now, I don't know if this would have been number 2 on my list.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it does say a lot.
Best of You.
perhaps Dave Grohl was in a lyrical slump when he wrote this one.
Or maybe the person he was talking to, you couldn't hear him.
Perhaps.
Maybe he's just pissed.
Yeah, perhaps. I think that's probably what it is. Yeah, right. Yeah, he doesn't sound happy.
You got the best of me. I'm out.
He strikes me as an angry dude, too, Ted. That's a good point.
Rock's most repetitive songs of all times. We've made it to number one.
The motorboat.
First of all, I never knew the name of this song.
You didn't know this was Surfing Bird?
I didn't know it was called the Surfing Bird. I didn't know the name of the band was
the Trashmen.
The Trashmen. Yeah.
The bird is the word.
Crack us up, Rob. We're going to get this stuck in people's head for a little.
I know.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. Brilliant there. Rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman posted on Reddit about how her new husband's parents booked them a hotel for their honeymoon.
What's the problem?
Well, they also booked themselves a room where they could spend the whole week together.
Oh,
that's super creepy.
Why would anyone? What's the first thing they say right after you get married or at the end of the receptions and you two are going to saunter off together?
That's right.
The assumption is that you're going to have a whole lot of sex. The truth is you're going to pass out drunk from champagne. But the perception is you're going to have a bunch of sex.
Mm-hmm.
This is my kid. And the last thing that I would ever want to do as a parent is voluntarily stay in the room next to my kid who just got married. I mean, like, come on.
Billy, you want to go golfing?
Yes.
Yeah, if I'm that guy's wife, I'm worried.
Well, yeah. You also don't have a lot of time. The day of the wedding is so crazy and hectic and stuff. It's a long day. You're kind of looking forward to that honeymoon to actually be able to just begin your relationship.
Get away from
right
everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It says this study's a few years old, but it's surfacing again. 65% of dog owners take more pictures of their dog than their significant other.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
I think more people like their dog than their significant other.
Yeah. And more people are happier. Based on what I've seen from those of you all over social media, if there's a picture of a dog, people say, Ted, come here, look at the picture of the dog. Look at this funny thing the dog did. Look at this dog, the dog, the dog. Or just because the dog's cute. Someone takes a picture of their spouse. You don't care.
No.
You don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather see your dog, and I'd rather see what meat you're cooking.
And the truth is, the only time you really take pictures of your spouse now is like they're dead asleep with their mouth hanging open. Toilet papers. You know what I mean? You're not really taking flattering pictures.
Taryn Daly, who sits right behind me there in the office, she's her screensaver's up, and it's her two dogs.
There it is.
She just had a baby. Same man just for had a baby. Doesn't matter.
I think she sees enough of the baby. It's okay.
That's a good point.
A painting at an art museum in Pennsylvania was believed to be a fake Rembrandt. Turns out that it was real.
Cool. Hmm. So,
I don't know how that's a news story. You have a supposedly fake Rembrandt, but it's a real one. Doesn't that make you now a legit art museum?
I was going to say the story should be this museum. Look, if they believed that it was fake, this museum's been taking your money for over many years. And like, hey, it turns out that Mona Lisa we've been showing you, whatever the hell you say, it's real.
It's the real one.
Yeah, we assume it is when we go to your museum.
Right. Nah, it's a print. See, a breastfeeding mom fake tanned her body, then posted a picture of her baby with a bronzed mouth.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see that photo?
No.
Was it a spray tan?
It is hilarious. Yes, it was. It was a spray tan. I got to see if you can look that up, Ted, because it's phenomenal.
It can't be good for the baby.
She posts a picture. I don't know if you can see anything missing, because obviously they're not going to. She's not going to just go full frontal on you. But then you see the baby, and it looks like it's been stamped with a boob, just orange. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic, man. So let me know if you find that there, too.
Well, oh,
there
spray tan. Just run.
Did you find it? Oh. It looks like clown makeup.
It does,
it's like,
man.
From cheek to cheek.
Because there's a certain amount of time you can't shower, so it sticks.
Right.
But, yeah.
It's fantastic. A flight attendant on American Airlines who was fired for failing a breathalyzer test says that it was because of the keto diet.
What?
Apparently it changed how his body breaks down food and led to a false positive.
Keto vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
For what? I wonder what the positive was for. Doesn't say.
That's the interesting thing. Like, was it for booze?
Right. It was a breathalyzer. So
it has to be booze.
Yeah, right. Right. Unless you're having fermented vegetables.
There was somebody who was brewing beer in their stomach about a year ago.
Oh, that's right.
I remember reading that story. So
they couldn't drink water.
Who knows?
An 8-year-old girl in Atlanta who loves Target had her dream come true. She got to have her birthday party at Target.
Listen, kids that are listening, I'm speaking on behalf of your parents because they love you too much to tell you this. We freaking know you like Target. We understand that you like Target. Stop asking us. And I'm speaking for every parent that's a kid, like 12 or younger. Stop asking us to go to Target. And no, you don't need that thing you're about to say.
That's
you
right.
want it. But I until saw, you get a job, you will go to Target. When we take you, stop asking us.
I saw that IKEA, they're yes. going to start offering sleepover
parties
in their store. Would you rather have a sleepover party at IKEA or a party at Target? My money says most kids would pick a sleepover at IKEA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most kids? No, I would think the kids would go to Target.
No, dude, listen, and I will say this. Now, parents, I don't know if you've taken your children to IKEA. I have had the occasion to take. Have they both been there? Yes, they've both been there now. My daughter went with me the first time. My son was like at a birthday party or something. All right? My son was at a birthday party. He's eating pizza. He is playing with his friends. He's eating cake. All the good stuff. My daughter still had the bragging points. She going to IKEA. Like, I don't want to be there, right? Because for me, I'm there because I have to be there.
Sure.
She thought it was the greatest experience. And I realized from a kid's point of view, you're in this big, massive store. And this is the first time that parents and coworkers encourage you to go sit on things. They have play areas. She got hooked up with food at the end. I mean, she sold this thing like we took her to Wild Waves.
All
right. I'm not kidding. And then my son's all jealous. He's begging to go to IKEA. And I'm like, dude, she might be overselling this to you. It's really not that great.
Right.
So we had to go down for something. Took his ass down there, too. And he had the same experience. We're like, this is the greatest place I've ever been. So they always want to go to Target. But they want to stay at IKEA.
I'd love to get locked into Target.
Yeah.
Well, we would, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my thought is that's a terrible birthday party because she gets to go there, play with all these toys, and then go home with none of them.
Correct.
Here's all these presents, you're getting nothing. Ontario has a bit of an issue with their new license
plate. What is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. Caller 9, 844-999. Hola.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.